Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. We are launching another key transmission. Here we are, live, December 15th, 2011, on this Thursday edition, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be joining us for about 30 minutes in the third hour today. He has announced, remember, he went to the Supreme Court and won one of the only big landmark Second Amendment cases back in the mid-1990s. He had the Brady Bill thrown out. So the federal government just went to a new illegal instant check registration system that never got challenged after that. But he did have a key states' rights victory in his lawsuit against the feds. He has announced he is going to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I've warned the ADL in letters from my lawyer, and I've warned the Southern Poverty Law Center that if they ever say that I'm telling people to kill cops, I'm going to have to sue them. Because that's dangerous, folks. The cops believe that stuff. That's why when they pull somebody over and find a pocket constitution or a Ron Paul bumper sticker, I've got the squad car video, they literally start freaking out like they found a dead baby. Because they're brainwashed that if people talk about freedom, that they want to kill police. And they kept saying it about Sheriff Mack, and he told them to retract it. And they did some little bitty thing in the back of their magazine. And he said, everywhere I go trying to talk to police, you know, they're, but you want to kill us thing, I'm going to have to sue you. And they're going to lose because they've admitted he never said anything remotely close to it. So we're going to be talking to him. That's an article up at Infowars.com from the New American. William F. Jasper interviewed him out at the John Birch Society meeting in California. And he says he's not happy to have to do it. It'll take a lot of time and energy, but that he is going to have to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center. And he admitted Potok, the head of it, got on the phone and apologized. He's like, look, the horse already left the barn, buddy. You've told people in all these publications that they mail out to hundreds of thousands of people, including every police department and in training, that I said kill police. And for my own safety, I've got to sue you to make sure this gets a bunch of publicity so that people understand I'm not saying kill police. And that's what they teach. They teach that if you're into liberty, you want to kill cops. Remember what came out 2 days ago, ADL, headline, secret sheriff's department meeting, small government activists are listed as terrorists. And it says these are terrorists. Again, government and outlets that are teaching people that, well, that's terrorism in my book against the Republic. I mean, when the government's caught lying to Congress and shipping guns into Mexico and the memos are public CBS News to blame the Second Amendment, is that terrorism? Of course, that is terrorism. Remember the definition of terrorism, threatening violence or carrying out violence to get the public to give in to your political demands. In fact, that's a paraphrase. Guys, pull up the actual definition. Or maybe just put it on screen. Thank you. Government's own definition is carrying out violence or threatening violence for a political or economic gain to scare those being threatened into acquiescing. That's kind of the long one. It's a very short, simple one. But it's basically threatening violence for a political outcome or carrying out violence. I don't know. You ship tens of thousands of guns into Mexico, kill a bunch of people to blame the Second Amendment to get a political outcome. Textbook, capital T, T. Give me a T, give me an E, give me an R, R-O-R-I-S-M. What does it spell? Terrorist government. And there it is, terrorism from the dictionary. The use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. The state of fear and submission produced by terrorism or terrorization. A terroristic method of governing or resisting a government. Oh yeah, governments generally are the terrorists. And we have a terrorist government that calls the real Americans the terrorists. It's real simple. Hitler called the people he rounded up terrorists. I'm not a terrorist. I'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends, to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones, obviously. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. I see a headline at PrisonPlanet.com. Nigel Farage, one of the main UK members of the EU Parliament, with the headline, Europe is establishing a Euro prison. Well, that's why we call it Prison Planet. The globalists, in their own words, used that term in the 20s. They are constructing a prison planet, which is an artificial environment where we are in the compact cities, highly controlled, surveilled, where our economy is totally managed and can be incrementally shut down into a post-industrial system. In fact, Malthus was calling for this almost 300 years ago. His ideas were then adopted by Galton and Darwin and others. It's all called eugenics. If we want to know what governs our world, it is eugenics. Hitler was a variant spinoff of that. And basically only went after certain groups, and so the establishment shut him down. But as a UT professor, the head of the botany department told my father, eugenics is good and real. It's just Hitler only went after certain groups. We're going to go after bad genes across the board through all groups. And then this weekend, running on the treadmill, I watched X-Men First Class. And in it, there is a Nazi Joseph Mengele-type scientist who's actually a mutant. You don't know that till later, who tortures Magneto and kills his mother. Trying to make Magneto exercise his powers of being able to control metal with his magnetic mutation. And later you learn that guy's a mutant too. And he's like, I didn't like the Nazis. I just used it as a way to have power over genetics and the future. Again, it's even in movies. The movie The Island, which I rewatched this week on the treadmill, because I'm now running about 8 miles a day. And instead of 3 miles. And so I ended up watching basically an hour and a half of film at a time. And I'm sitting there watching it, and the whole thing is about eugenics and world government and artificial habitats. They are just throwing it in our face at every level. Everything I've read in the UN documents, the Club of Rome documents, the MIT reports, the Air Force reports, the Pentagon reports from the 60s and 70s, that we've published and made films about, like Endgame, all the futurist quotes, all the things they push, the stuff that was promoted by the eugenicists in the 20s and 30s and 40s in England, which they then changed to transhumanism. Aldous Huxley, his brother Julian Huxley, head of the UN UNESCO program. That's the global Agenda 21 standardization of all nations, education, breeding, population, everything. That's the real head of the UN, is the head of UNESCO. That's the real power of the UN. The global regulatory framework. That's why it's all, they secretly take your blood in Australia for 40 years, the U.S. for 40 years, in Germany for 40 years, in England for 40 years. It's the same global standardization. And when you finally learn about this and you learn they act like we're a bunch of dumb animals and they operate pretty much in plain view. It's all in the white papers. It's all in the reports. It's all there from Bertrand Russell, all of them. About they're going to establish a world government. They're going to lovingly exterminate most people once it's in place with controlled bioweapons. That it's for the good of the earth, and then only the super genes will interbreed and humans will live 500 years. They're science fiction people. But what is science fiction 100 years ago is now reality in most cases. They are visionaries. And they will argue. They'll say, look, we built the world. We controlled its destiny. Look at what we've done. Yeah, you've really screwed up humanity. You've taken our weaknesses and maximized them because you weren't really just seeking for advanced and specialized people to enhance humanity. The real eugenics is not positive and negative, as we're told. You know, making the good even better and getting rid of the bad, which is evil on so many fronts because it's just an excuse to tyranny and total power. More importantly, true eugenics at the real level, not the stuff they teach in the colleges for the college students being told you're part of the elite, you're part of the good folks, you've got the good gene pool, still taught at UT, still taught everywhere. I have state hearings in Endgame where they say we've got more than 2/3 of the kids on drugs. We're doing all this to them because they got bad genes. There's no test. They just say you have bad genes. But the big secret is they seek to dumb people down and seek a Charlotte Isherby who worked at the Department of Education, father and grandfather, skull and bones. That's why she was allowed into those areas. Head of policy, number two there. She got all the government documents. It's in the big report at prisonplanet.tv, skull and bones and education. How they set it all up through skull and bones to actually target the smart people and those that they didn't decide to have join them or wouldn't to be dumbed down. The general public poisoned, the sodium fluoride in the water, all of it. And the elite obviously are highly intelligent, but they're becoming decadent. Their own propaganda, their own brainwashing, their own chemicalization is, and their own propaganda brainwashing and flicker rate and the rest of it, and the mesmerized TV dream state program has blown back on them. The elite today aren't what the elite were just 50 years ago. They are out of control. They're not focused. They're dangerous. And so even if you're for this evil plan, you've got to recognize it's not going the way they said it would. You're not in control. You're not God. And things are going to happen that are going to be unforeseen. Okay, that said, I'm already digressing into a speech here. Let me restart here with the show right now. U.S. war in Iraq is declared officially over, but some 50,000 contractors are staying in, quote, embassy staff at bases all over the country. So that's not a real removal of the troops. And the troops that are being taken out are mainly being sent to Kuwait and other staging grounds in places like Jordan for war with Syria and Iran. Here's another headline. Herat, Syrian rebels kill dozens of Assad forces in fresh clashes. You mean the al-Qaeda rebels that were given Libya and now are being backed by U.S., Saudi, Jordanian, and other special forces. Human Rights Watch releases report claiming military commanders given direct orders to kill and torture protesters. Same thing we were told about Gaddafi that turned out to not be true. And then we learned the West did it. And the BBC even admitted yesterday, massive cullings in the tens of thousands of blacks on site in Libya. BBC is like, oh, too bad. U.S. troops leave Iraq with heads high. As if you ever leave a country, it's some kind of defeat. They're not leaving. Just the main force is being rotated out for the new set of wars. Doubts, fears, nag Iraqis as U.S. pulls out. And it continues. Now, let's get to the other big news. Arab uprising could spark unrest in UK, top general says, Reuters. The British government's also saying the implosion of Europe is a military threat. We're going to be getting to all of that. It is the planned, designed implosion. Sheriff Richard Mack is joining us, coming up for 30 minutes in the third hour. He has announced he's going to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center, who has said that he has called for killing police, which is, of course, not true, as Sheriff Mack points out. He never shot anybody in his years in law enforcement as a peace officer, never had to even unholster his gun, and has simply taught the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And when the Southern Poverty Law Center gets scared of you, they say that you say kill cops. So when they go train cops, Southern Poverty Law Center, cops will never look at anything that Sheriff Mack is trying to teach them, who, by the way, defeated the feds at the Supreme Court in the mid-90s on the Brady Bill, restricting our Second Amendment. So Mack knows what he's doing, and he got an apology over the phone from Potok, who for years has been saying it, who's had Southern Poverty Law Center doing it, and they printed a tiny retraction in the back of their magazine, and that just won't do it. Sheriff Mack is going around the country. Sheriff Mack is going around the country, really upping the ante, educating sheriffs and police chiefs everywhere, and really going into high gear. And everywhere he's going, they're saying, well, here's the training manuals. They say you say kill us. So he went to Southern Poverty Law Center and he said, you know, you as the federally funded trainers of local and all federal police, this is wrong. And I think I'm going to sue you. And so, again, he talked to Potok. Potok said, well, I'm sorry. You're right. We went back to the tapes of your speeches. You never said that. I mean, by the way, Mac's pretty calm, genteel, and milquetoast. He doesn't talk about violence and things like that. So they said, we'll print a retraction. And it didn't do anything, what, 6 months ago when they did it. He still gets to hear he's a guy calling for killing cops. So he has to sue them to bring it out in the media and point out they did this. And they've basically done it to almost everybody. I mean, it's MSNBC played a clip of myself and Ron Paul out of context where we talked about if they keep pushing things, it'll probably get violent, but that we're trying to avert it. They cut that part off. And, you know, in that special they had, Rise of the New Right, and said, Ron Paul and Alex Jones want to kill cops or whatever. This is the standard thing they do. So the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center can come into the departments and brainwash everybody. Against the Second Amendment, against the Bill of Rights, the Founding Fathers. I mean, these manuals are insane. Bob Barr's bad. Alex Jones is bad. Ron Paul's bad. 10 years ago, having an American flag flying in your house was a sign of evil. Pocket constitutions, pure evil. And of course, people hearing this who are normal Americans and aren't brainwashed are like, well, that's ridiculous. I've got the training videos. It's in Road to Tyranny, public online. A fireman sent us from a police and fire department, the sheriff's department meeting, a packed classroom, and FEMA's up there, military guy, high and tight haircut, going, George Washington, terrorist, Thomas Jefferson, terrorist. They're bad. They're our enemy. People that believe in, you know, the Bill of Rights are the enemy. They want to kill you. And the cops are in there agreeing with it. And then I keep talking about this because it's key evidence. I have the footage out of a squad car video in state police in Virginia. And they, at a checkpoint, they want to search a woman's car, and she says no. They pull her out, find a pocket constitution, and start hyperventilating and leaning on the car like they had just entered hell and seen Satan. I mean, some kind of mind control, like they drugged the cops or brainwashed them somehow. We're going to come back with the admission that the House passed it. It's going to Obama's desk, indefinite detention for 7. All right, let me get into our top story. And it's not just a story. It affects all of us. You go to drudgereport.com. On the right-hand side, you see the headlines. Coming soon, Americans in Gitmo. Next story. Bill allows indefinite detention without trial. Next link. Obama demanded law apply to U.S. citizens. Next link. Even Al Jazeera asked, how did we get here? Yeah, Saddam's constitution said he couldn't indefinitely detain without charges. Only in America would they be public about it. But if you click on that third link, it's an Infowars.com link. It's funny. I was already reading Drudge this morning, and I was telling Watson, you got to write another article and send it to Drudge because he's covering the indefinite detention and point out that we've been documenting that Obama's been for it all along with the proof. And then sure enough, I hit refresh, and they had it up there. So there is the report. Indefinite detention bill heads to Obama's desk as White House drops veto threat. Establishment media and neocons still pretend NDAA doesn't apply to American citizens. Now let's stop right there. This is the type of deception I deal with. 3 weeks ago, we learned that they've put the provisions in the bill. It says citizens are exempt in one section, but another, where they always do it, says that you're not exempt. And then you can be secretly arrested, disappear forever, and then if you connect it to the other acts, be executed, be tortured. And Obama's out there killing U.S. citizens with drones, setting the precedent, and said, we'll do it in America. Now you see drones going after farmers in North Dakota, Air Force. They announced NORTHCOM. Yeah, we're getting rid of posse comitatus. We'll use the military against you. We'll kill anybody in the world, including the U.S. So Obama has people come out and say, I'm going to veto that. But if you read the fine print, he said, because I already have that power, I don't need to be given the power by Congress, which itself is incredible treason. Just like he said, I don't need their authorization to attack Libya. Plus, it's peaceful. I have U.N. authorization. I get my orders from the U.N. Remember 6 months ago? The quote, no-fly zone and all that? Incredible things are happening. They're fully butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution right now. And they've got to do it in plain view so the military and police and bureaucrats go along with it. They got to set up highway checkpoints with the Army and Marines to just get you to accept it. It's got to be out in the open because they want to go fully operational against everybody. So they got to hide it in plain view like it's normal. so that people don't stand down. They've just got to, instead of even selling it, they just do it and say, that's the way it is. After all these years, we warned you it was being set up behind the scenes. As they announced the world government, the global corporate takeover, this now happens. And so for weeks, we have to fight the trolls. And I saw the government IP addresses, the trolls on our channels, the trolls on our websites, the IP addresses, saying, you're a liar, it doesn't affect citizens, how dare you, to make the debate about, is it for citizens or not? Then there's more deception. Obama comes out and says he's going to veto it. The ACLU hails him. It fools a bunch of people who later had to retract, RT, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and others. And I'm not blaming him. Everybody gets fooled. Then finally I got people to read the subsection, and others did. And I had Bruce Fine, other constitutional lawyers, on to break down what was really there. And then Obama, we told you Monday, I said, you watch, he will sign it. Even though he says he doesn't want the congressional power, he secretly is for it. Our congressional sources have told us. And then sure enough, the video from debate I hadn't even seen surfaced of Senator Carl Levin, John McCain, all of them. It's in Paul Watson's article, indefinite detention bill heads to Obama desk as White House drops veto threat. Obama was behind it the entire time with the Republicans. Again, to end posse comitatus and use the military against us, which they've already been secretly training them for at least 15 years. Let's go to one of the short clips of Carl Levin. Here it is as we go to break.
And I'm wondering whether the senator is familiar with the fact that the language which precluded the application of Section 1031 to American citizens was in the bill that we originally approved in the Armed Services Committee, and the administration asked us to remove the language which says that U.S. citizens and lawful residents would not be subject to this section. Is the senator familiar with the fact that it was the administration that asked us to remove the very language which we had in the bill which passed the committee, and that we removed it at the request of the administration that would have said that this determination would not apply to U.S. citizens and lawful residents? I'm just wondering, is the senator familiar with the fact that it was the administration which asked us to remove the very language, the absence of which is now objected to by the senator from Illinois?
I'm familiar now because the senator from Michigan.
Okay, we're going to go to break and come back. CBS News admits it does affect U.S. citizens. Get ready. They've declared war on us.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We had better rally patriots worldwide, and yeah, we have. And you, the listeners of these broadcasts that have passed out the DVDs, the books, the information, the audio links, the YouTube videos, we're reaching tens of millions a week now. But it's not enough. The system knows we're awake and is just going ahead with absolute total robbery. The head of the CME Group, the biggest commodities exchange system in the world, trillions a day, has come out, of course, as we played yesterday here on air, and said in testimony before Congress that Corzine of MF Global did know where the money went and took it. Federal regulators would have us believe that now for a month and a half, they don't know where the money went. They know where every red cent went, just like Forbes and AP and others did a month ago. Much of it went to JP Morgan Chase of private bank accounts, private brokerage accounts. It's a new level of evil, just like all of it is, launching wars without congressional approval. The Congress makes the laws, the Congress declares war, the Congress authorizes war, now does nothing. Now they come out and they announce, you know what, Kellogg Brown and Root of Halliburton built the FEMA camps, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and now we're going to man the camps. And we put that out last Tuesday. It got zero mainstream media coverage. official documents, official links. We got it off a hidden link that was sent to us on the Kellogg Brown and Root site. Media bought and paid for is not media. It is enemy banker propaganda arms. And you're not going to get the truth from them until it's too late. Now CBS News, now ABC News, now Associated Press are, you know what? It does affect citizens, and you will be secretly arrested and disappear. So they can walk into the troops and the FBI and the police and say, we now will have people disappear. This is normal. And then, it'll be some Arab terrorist, supposedly. And it'll be like, well, at least it's for somebody who looks scary, got a beard. And then they set the precedent with that. And yeah, the government's killing terrorists with drones that are American citizens. What's the big deal? When you get the training manuals that we've published, that law enforcement has sent us, it's all about returning veterans, number one. Gun owners, retired cops, landowners, libertarians, constitutionalists, gunsmiths, business owners, conservative preachers. And it's all you conservatives that went along with this thinking, oh, well, we're just getting a foreign enemy. Never forget 9/11. I saw some guy driving a Crown Vic today. Took a photo of it. I may blur out his license plate and show it on the TV show or Twitter it or something. And I was watching, driving behind him for about 10 minutes today. And he had a bumper sticker that said, God bless our troops, especially the snipers. Then he had a 9/11 never forget. I was thinking, well, yeah, I mean, God bless our troops. Most of them mean well and are people with courage and commitment, more than the general public. I can admire that. I have a lot of family in the military. And our military certainly has a great illustrious history in many respects. But if America was run by a foreign power and was hijacked, which it is, now what is that military? Well, it's now like a hijacked bus. The bus may be a nice bus, not bad itself, but they're going to try to run you over with it. It's the enemy. They've been trained that we, the people, are the enemy. The government has declared war on us. The government is involved in insider trading publicly. The government's involved in narcotics trafficking and money laundering. It's even in the New York Times 2 weeks ago. And no one gets in trouble. And the government grows the opium in Afghanistan and ships it out. And then has the nerve to try to pull somebody like me over at a checkpoint. I've been through checkpoints. And want to search my car like I've got drugs. Even if I did, which I don't. Even if I did have illegal drugs, it's a joke. They're only illegal to keep the price up. It's a fraud. When you wear that uniform, you now work for a hijacked government that's been caught thousands of times trafficking narcotics. Not low-level cops, the entire system. Most police now are just there to raise revenue. And they're all excited like hunting dogs to find something wrong and get patted on the head and get promoted. And then lie to people and say there's not quotas when the memos have come out for decades that there's quotas. And then when a crime gets committed, it's been a mixed bag in my life and my car's been stolen or house broken into. Sometimes they won't even show up. Other times they've shown up in 5 minutes. The point is they can't and won't protect me. And the system wants to take my right away to defend myself. Now, despite the system's total propaganda push, they failed. And the statistics show we've never had more gun ownership in modern America than we have now. And the liberals in the last decade are out buying guns en masse and aren't liberals anymore. They get it. They're not scared of guns anymore. They're learning about empowerment. And the minute you buy a gun, go take a lesson, learn how to shoot it, and get that confidence, all the rest of your domestication will start leaving you. Being domesticated is sad. It is not cozy under the black wings of the New World Order vultures. There is no future until we get bold and stand up against these people. Because we've got it's like going to the doctor and they tell you, sir, you don't have something like skin cancer or something that's easily treated. You've got liver cancer. It's spread to your lungs and many other areas. If we act now, you've got a 10% chance of living. If not, you'll be dead in 6 weeks. As for tyranny, the way tyranny goes, we've gone into the doctor, they've shown us the CAT scan, there's cancer all over the country. But we're not just one body. Ideas are bulletproof and can rise like Phoenix. America is going to completely collapse. I tried to avert it, Ron Paul tried to avert it for decades, many others, countless other patriots and people with foresight and who were informed were ridiculed and laughed at by the domesticated slaves. We tried to turn this around. It's going to collapse now. There's no stopping that. But through the crash landing, we might be able to at least get our landing gear down and get the nose up and slow down a little bit. So that, yeah, we crash and maybe roll once, but as a society, something's left to rebuild with. Right now, we're going straight down at 500 miles an hour towards the ground. Nobody's going to survive it. If we can just, people are starting to wake up. The American people should be the pilots. We're flown by globalist madmen. If we can get control of the stick and get it up and get that nose up and slow down enough, we've got a chance at salvaging something. And then through all the pain that's going to come, the fact that we aced in the hold the globalists, the fact that we set information warfare time bombs by the millions worldwide, with books, DVDs, material, articles, our testament of what was coming, our warning to the world is there, and now like chapters of a book is coming true. It's got chills again. And if you're not upset in your gut, in your spirit, you have no discernment, folks, and you need to ask God to open your eyes and open your heart and open your soul. If you're not worried, and I love that bumper sticker, that if you're not upset, you're not paying attention. And again, you think we've gone down the cliff? We were just down kind of at the top of the mountain here where it's just at a slight grade. You kind of bounce down some rocks, get some cuts and bruises. Doesn't feel too good. Now we've got one handhold right there at the edge of a 10,000-foot drop. I mean, the wind's blowing over us. We're bleeding. Our head's bruised. We're kind of dizzy. You think you've been through some tyranny? You ain't seen nothing yet. And we're right there with one handhold. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, federal government, FBI, Justice Department are like little devils on our fingers, just stabbing them, stabbing the Patriots, stabbing Ron Paul, trying to get that hand to let go. And the hand is, they're like little insects chewing through our fingers. And they want us to fall. And we're hanging. All of us are hanging together. And we need everybody to regenerate the tissue in those fingers by every person you warn, every person you speak out to, every talk show you call, every email you send, every Facebook and Twitter you engage in, every YouTube video you upload, every banner hang you do on a highway, every group of police officers you walk up to in a coffee shop and talk to. Get past that first level of fear. That regenerates the tissue as these little demonic beetles are trying to eat the flesh away from our hand. And if we took enough action, our hand would swell in size and power and be able to pull us up. And then we could crawl, getting the body moving up the cliff back towards liberty. But right now, we're hanging over the precipice, hanging right now. And the traitors are doing everything they can to make sure we fall. Because they've always hated the Republic, they've always hated our liberties, they've always hated our freedoms, and when America falls, the light of liberty goes out of the world. You know, growing up, I was more ignorant about the world and how bad it really is. And I'd hear, the United States, the light of the world, the city on the hill, and Ronald Reagan would say it. And despite all our indiscretions and problems, we really were that. And our country would criticize secret arrest and checkpoints and police brutality. And when we did have things like that happen, the public got upset. People in government got upset. And we would get back on course, at least trying to go in the right direction. But now, since the staged events of 9/11, that undoubtedly was a stake through the heart of the Republic. All over the world, every government says we can torture and kill and secretly arrest now. America does it. And you notice our government doesn't criticize that anymore. The United States is now not like a lighthouse to wary ships that are lost at sea. Now, it's actually like a black hole sucking the light out of the world. A huge engine of just absolute death and destruction and weakness. And I almost wanted to, at a red light, pull up beside that guy and roll on the window and say, hey, you say never forget 9/11. You say, God bless our snipers. If you really care about those snipers, you'd not want them to be mercenaries for the people destroying our country. You know, what do you think about Al-Qaeda giving control of Libya? You do know about that. And, you know, I talked to good old boys now, and I was at our deer camp. I wasn't deer hunting, but there were some deer hunters there. And they knew who I was and a month or so ago on opening weekend. And they knew who I was, and I was talking to them. they'd seen the show online and seen me on History Channel and things. And they're like, Alex, you know, I just can't believe the government would do that. And I said, criminal elements. And I said, well, you know, Al-Qaeda's been given control of Libya. And they go, yeah, I guess Obama's just a traitor. Obama's a traitor? No. I mean, I've been on shows like Man County says he must be a secret Muslim. Oh, you mean NATO and the Pentagon? Everybody's a secret Muslim because they gave Libya to Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was created by the Pentagon on record. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who set it up in 79, brags. Saudi Arabia is where they're based. Al-Qaeda goes out and finds useful idiots like the FBI does to go on an airplane or whatever. And they're so drugged up, you know, the federal government, the CIA, has to get them on the aircraft. And I was bringing up the underwear bomber gotten on the plane, and the guy had even heard of that. But he just smiled at me and he said, there's probably indiscrepancies in the Bible, but you still believe in that. You're still Christian, aren't you? And I said, well, to take your argument, yes, I'm still a Christian. He goes, well, it's the same with me. I choose. This guy's an engineer, you know, well-to-do, smart guy. He looked at me and he said, I choose to not look at that information. My government's good. He's an Army, you know, or Air Force veteran, the whole nine yards. Was an engineer in the Air Force. And that's what George Orwell talks about in 1984, Crime Stopper, Doublethink. He said it was the most intelligent members of the party, when shown pure proof that Big Brother was lying, would just say, I choose to not see that information. And I said, you know they got underwear bomber on the plane. You know they're giving Al-Qaeda control of Libya. You know they used them against the Serbs and the Russians. Do you understand the government allowed that to happen as a pretext to take all of our liberties? I said, you know they're training the military and police to go after veterans and people. And he goes, I have seen that in the news. I go, well, I broke that information. You understand the bait and switch? And he said, I see what you're saying, but I still just can't believe it. And I choose not to. And had a twinkle in his eye. That is a person willfully not able to face the super creepy fact. What about Fast and Furious? Confirm they lied about that. Confirm they shipped the guns directly into Mexico. Confirm they blew the whistle on themselves when they knew it was coming out to limit it. Confirm the government shipping narcotics in. You know, I mean, I had Arde Saveda, the Austin police chief, in here last week, and I cornered him walking out, and I said, you know they're growing opium in Afghanistan. It's in the news. You know Fast and Furious was a staged event. You know about this. And he just gave me the same look and just said, well, the whole government's not bad. I just can't believe that. And I looked at him, and I said, you've got children. And I said, you just think about the world you're giving them living in your denial. The good thing is, though, when he first came in here 4 years ago or whatever, he was smiling and thought it was all funny. He didn't think it was funny anymore. And then he said some private things to me that showed me he's starting to wake up. And he looked freaked out. Well, you should be freaked out, buddy. I'm freaked out. You think I like being right at the tip of the spear up against these people? You think I like threading the needle? You think I like the fact that they could and may and probably will kill me soon or set me up? I say so be it. I'm not going to live my life as some coward that sells out to evil and makes excuses and says, well, the government got the underwear Christmas bomber on the plane. And yeah, Al-Qaeda works for the criminals that run our government. And yeah, the government ships drugs in here. And yeah, the government lied and said Obama was against indefinite detention. First, they said there was no such thing for citizens when it was in the bill. Then Obama said he was against it. But in his own memos was for it, and we said, no, he's going to sign it. Now he's announced today he's going to sign it. And now they went ahead and admitted, okay, it is for citizens. It's lies within lies within lies within lies within lies. They've got psychological warfare handbooks they follow, and now it's, yeah, we stole the money at MF Global. Yeah, we're shipping drugs in. Yeah, we're shipping guns out. And Eric Holder came here Wednesday night. We have video of it. I showed it last night on the Nightly News. And he came there, and the head of the UT department groveled to him, and they called him gracious and heroic and a great good man. I mean, here is a known admitted perjurer, criminal, false flag terrorist by every definition. And he's here staging an event against the Second Amendment to fearmonger the public into giving up their guns. And their memos are public that that was their plan. And here he is with all these cowards in stuffed suits bowing down to it and the UT law school coming and literally clapping and kissing his demonic butt. Don't you children, and that's what these people are like. They're like arrested development children. Don't you understand that when you give in to evil and just go ahead and certify every form of corruption as good, no one is safe? And like oxygen, when you get thrown out of a space capsule or your spacesuit ruptures on a spacewalk, you're going to die within seconds politically, sociologically, economically. A couple years politically is like a few seconds in the scheme of human time. And in a matter of seconds, the air, there's a big hole in the spaceship and all the air is pouring out right now. The prosperity was generated by liberty. You get rid of the liberty, the prosperity is going out the capsule wall. And a lot of you made jokes about this early on. Now you're trying to, you know, get your oxygen tanks on. You got to fix the hole, folks. So, in case you just joined us, the media and the government across the board lied and said for weeks that the indefinite detention bill, NDAA, did not affect citizens. Now, ABC, CBS, they all admit it. The articles are at Infowars.com and the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. Now, here's some of the other headlines. Big Sis orders ICE to prepare for mass influx of immigrants. That's the cover for the FEMA camps, just as it was in the 80s. Directive follows leaked KBR memo requesting subcontractors to service detention camps that no one will cover or link to. They say, now we're getting ready, within 72 hours notice, when the order's given, to actually, for the first time in modern history, pay the private contractors to man the camps with jail guards, all of it, and no one cared. Only Infowars.com, who broke it, had it. No one else picked it up. No mainstream media. Because, again, they were preconditioned. There are no FEMA camps. I'm not going to run with bona fide documents and phone numbers and internal emails because they told me it didn't exist. Oh, they're announcing world government in Europe. Well, I better not criticize it because it didn't exist. I was told so. So NDAA didn't affect citizens. Obama was against it when it came out. It did affect citizens. And then we can play you the clips of Lindsey Graham, Carl Levin, McCain, all the senators saying, yeah, it affects citizens, and Obama asked us to do it. Those videos are up in our article right now. I just played one of them. This is the level of deception. This is a criminal group. People are always, I hear them on talk radio, I wish the government wasn't so dumb and would fix things. While they think raising taxes will help, all the studies show it'll destroy the economy. They know that. The mega corporations are exempt. They write the loopholes. They're offshore. They know they're screwing it up. They know. They're premeditated. They're bad. Oh, man. Look at this. White House okays military detention of terrorism suspects, including U.S. citizens. CBS News. Here's another one. London Guardian, military given go-ahead to detain U.S. terrorist suspects without trial. Civil rights group dismayed as Barack Obama abandons commitment to veto new security law contained in defense bill. Flip-flopper. Obama will not veto detention bill. Of course he won't. He was the one that had it added. You just heard the senators. Here's another article explaining to a five-year-old why the indefinite detention bill applies to U.S. citizens on U.S. soil. Yeah, you got to tell your kids, if you're a political activist or writer, the government's going bad. It happens in history sometimes. Like in Nazi Germany and Russia. I've had to have this talk with my son. And you got to understand, your daddy could be arrested. They could say horrible things about me. You need to know that stuff's not true. You know I'm a good moral person. My son's like, yes, Dad, I know you are. You have to understand they could kill me, too. And they could come after you. I'm going to be honest with you. You're 9 years old at the time you know this. He goes, I understand. I've read history. I'm glad we're fighting the evil no matter what happens. And he hugs me. Got more courage than most 50-year-old men. Can you people out there that think if you live in denial, this isn't all going to happen? You're going to have everything taken. Your farms, your ranches, everything. I mean, they are going to bring in hardcore tyranny. They want to fully butcher this nation. They want to fully re-educate it. They want to bring everybody to their knees. Predator drones attacking checkpoints, hellish control freak tough guys that love hunting U.S. citizens released, foreign mercs, all of it. And they are all enemies when they engage in this. They are foreign occupiers by the bankers. We're not fighting governments now. We're fighting mega banks that come to shut down governments. I am heartened, though. People are supporting us. We're getting the word out. I want to close by saying, if you want to really wake people up, another good way to do it and support our operation, refuel our tanks in the info war, is to get all 18 of my films on DVD. So you can get about 18 different gifts. And if you order by Sunday night, it'll be all shipped out Monday, guaranteed delivery in the U.S. All 18 of my powerful films, 70% off, $99.95, or only 360 Federal Reserve notes at InfoWars.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Truth is stranger than fiction. A lot of things are cliches because they're so true. Another one is an old Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times. We certainly do. That's a two-sided opportunity, can also mean danger. Another Chinese proverb, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. And I started my journey 19 years ago on air, almost 17 years ago. And I've seen what good people can do when they take action and stop overanalyzing things. By that, I mean overanalyzing ourselves. So many activists think they got to have everything just right. And the system sells it like being an activist is weird or exceptional. Like civil libertarians are concerned about secret arrest of citizens. Oh, just civil libertarians, you know, the people that are into liberty. I mean, you know, who needs a government that can't secretly arrest you and throw you in a dungeon for no reason? I mean, that's post Roman Empire and Dark Ages, you know, no law, but law of the establishment. That's pre-Magna Carta. I mean, the most virulent, fire-breathing, stinking form of corruption that you could even describe. And I've got the voting numbers here. It was a massive majority. It wasn't 93-7 like the House. Like the Senate voted for the NDAA, secret arrest, secret torture, secret killings, throw away the key, whatever, throw away the skeleton legislation. The House voted for the National Defense Authorization Act, 283-136. And a bunch of traitorous Republicans and Democrats voted for it. Wow. And all these liberals are like, wow, Obama said he was going to veto that. Now he signed it. But they're like, at least he said he was thinking about it. Behind the scenes, his lawyers are like, make sure we can arrest anybody we want. I mean, when I look at him and Michelle Obama on TV, or I see photos or images of him on Infowars.com during the break, I mean, they're just out there reading off teleprompters, conning everybody, and the troops are all standing around them, well-meaning good people, working for this incredible tyrant who himself is just a minion. And I just think about it. It's like a Red Dawn scenario, but the terrorists, the criminals, the admitted scammers stealing just trillions of dollars. I mean, that energy company getting a $500 million payoff is nothing. And you think about it, we've really got criminals in charge, and they've sold torture as sexy and cool and secret arrest and all the movies, and large portions of the public are dumbed down, immoral. They laugh and giggle and have it like a coat of infallibility around them that they don't care and laugh at anyone that talks about freedom. They think it's cute, some of the general public, to just be moronic. And the system looks at you, a big, fat, stupid sheep, and they're big old vicious wolves just salivating with acid. And they're just chomping into you every day. You watch your neighbor drug off, or your neighbor's kids taken, or the IRS takes your neighbor's house, or even your own house. You just roll over and, oh, I guess I did something wrong. I guess, I drove up to a checkpoint. Let me just see people just groveling to police like some beaten dog you rescue, and every time you try to pet it, it rolls over and starts urinating on itself, just groveling. I mean, that's America. It's like some stray dog that's been beaten for half its life, and then you get it a nice person, you're trying to feed it and take care of it, and it just rolls over and urinates on itself. You ever seen a dog do that? It means I'm fully submitting, don't kill me. That should be on the American flag, is a dog lying on its back, totally submitting in a pool of you know what. I'm serious. I mean, is that who we want to be? No one in history, modern history, ever put it on paper what they're doing. The North Koreans don't even do that. They just do it. That's because they want to go to the cops, the military, and say, look, it's on paper. It's on paper. You can't put tyranny on a paper and make it legal.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Paul Watson, in his article that's linked up at drudgereport.com, on the right-hand side, points out a sickening factoid that I had not noticed. Indefinite detention bill heads to Obama's desk as White House drops veto threat. Establishment media and neocons still pretend NDAA doesn't apply to American citizens, even though we have all the major senators that sponsored it, Levin, McCain, and Graham, admitting it does. Well, I don't need them to admit it does. It's right there in the stinking bill. But that's how deceptive they are. One section says it doesn't affect you, but then it says it does. That's how they always work. They're a bunch of stinking lawyers. Now, what's hidden in there? Today, this is the day, and Obama's saying they may robo-sign it, which has been found to be unconstitutional. Everything he does must be unconstitutional. Must be unkosher constitutionally. Because they're overthrowing it under the precept of law that might makes right, that possession is 9/10 of the law, and that custom is law. We are being accustomed to usurpations, to swarms of bureaucrats eating out our substance, to the TSA laying their hands upon us. We're being broken. We're being drugged through the corruption. We're being acclimated. We're being conditioned. We're being cowed. The House voted last night. Obama is set to sign it today. 222nd anniversary of the Bill of Rights that came years after the country was set up, because people are like, the government's violating our rights and manipulating this Constitution. We want it purely stated that the government's bound down by these 10 amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Right of religion, free press, right to defend yourself, right to due process, right not to not incriminate yourself, right to states' rights, right to all rights not enumerated in the Constitution, Article 9, all of it. So here we are, 222 years after Bill of Rights was ratified, which was a big deal and hard to get and hard fought for. There was almost another revolution over it. 222 years later, on Bill of Rights Day, they are going to surpass North Korea on paper. Now, that's one thing to implement it. And, you know, they're gonna say, we secretly arrested this guy that was an American citizen planning to blow up police stations. It'll be some Muslim guy. But then after a few of those that set the precedent, as they've already started to do, it's going to be the good old boy wearing the John Deere hat. And that's what the entire training is for. As evidenced by the New York Times, where it shows Explorer Scouts. I had the Austin police chief in there last week. And I said, you know, all over the country, Explorer Scouts are training to take on returning veterans and kill them. And he said, come on, Alex, I started Explorer Scouts in Austin. That's not happening. And I went, really? Pull up the New York Times. And they pulled it up. Scouts trained to fight terrorists. First line, they train going into the building. The disgruntled Iraq war vets armed. They take him out. And then it shows and I'm all over the country. You know, I used to get emails by scout leaders going, that's not true. Don't badmouth the scouts. I'm not badmouthing the scouts. It's been a good organization, very wholesome for a long time. It's being taken over. That's like if I said, don't leave that dog in here. It'll go to the bathroom on your expensive oriental rug that's worth $10,000. You're like, don't talk bad about my rug. I'm like, no, don't let the dog go to the bathroom on it. That's the psych. I mean, as long as I'm using the animal potty humor to illustrate things, that's basically what's going on here. And these scout leaders would say, that's not going on. Or, yeah, we're trying to take on extremists, but what's wrong with that? How dare you attack the scouts? I remember 6 years ago, the first headlines, Girl Scouts trained to spot terrorists. In fact, go ahead and search engine that. I'll put it up. MSNBC, CBS. And we got the manuals, and it's what's in mommy and daddy's medicine cabinet. What's that plant growing in your neighbor's yard? I mean, in this country, little kids train to spy. And I had the Austin police chief in here, and I'm like, I got video of ads that ran on TV and that are shown to kids in school about getting government money cards that put $200 on it when you turn family members in. And our day's debate is like, I don't know about that. Yeah, you don't know about anything, do you? If you think living in denial is going to protect you, well, then whatever. But I didn't need to see 5 years ago MSNBC with the headline, Girl Scouts trained to fight terror or trained to spot terrorists. Because I had the Hebron, Maryland 1998 footage shot by our listeners, hours of it, in Hebron, Maryland, of Marines running around the city with Boy Scouts for gun confiscation and interviews with locals. And when they find out they've gotten the interviews, they had the Boy Scouts go tattle on them and the Marines walk over with machine guns. Not just M16s, but heavier ones with belts on them, and swing the guns around with the police and say, give us your camera, turn it off. And then they go ahead and detain them, and then they explain, this is America, we're allowed to film this. And the police chief's like, get out of my town or I'm going to find something to do to you. They were practicing going door to door taking guns. They had the kids going in the houses, and the parents were involved in this to help the kids identify guns. And since then, we've learned it is for America. Arcadia, Iowa, 2 years ago, we have other examples. You understand how mega, you know, when I really woke up 13 years ago, starting to go to urban warfare drills, and when you get there and the emergency manager of Kingsville shows up and says, Thomas Sanchez, who's a Vietnam veteran and everything, and says, yeah, the feds approached me about doing this martial law drill for gun confiscation and to train us to accept military occupation. Then he goes, I want you to talk to the San Antonio police chief. I go to the San Antonio police chief. He says, I'm an Army veteran myself, and this is to acclimate us for takeover, and it's wrong. I have it all on tape. Police State 2000. Then I go to urban warfare drills and in Oakland, and the Marines are training to take over cities, and the role players are saying they're Americans, and it's for America. They didn't even hide this from me. Well, that's not true. Stephen Jones, I think was his name, was the former Marine who was their civilian spokesman. And he would always catch me in one area and say, you're not allowed to be here. You can't see this. Get out of here. You can't see this interrogation. All I did was they had local citizen tours of the area they cordoned off in the city. And I would, I just had locals, listeners who showed up because I was doing the radio show from there over a phone who showed up. I would send them in to act stupid. I'd say, act real dumb and ask real stupid questions. And they got the hardcore footage that's in Police State 2000. So, of course, when I'm witnessing the military trying to take us on, and then I get back to my hotel that night at like midnight, and I'm watching CNN who'd been there, and they're like, oh, the Marines landed in Oakland yesterday, and they're just training for operations in Macedonia and in Kosovo. And I'd been there. I had footage. I was like, they were training for America. And then you know this information. You want to warn people. You want to tell people. And you get made fun of. You get laughed at. I remember that a year later, I walk up to a huge I-35 Austin checkpoint that they'd set up as a test. Highway was shut down all the way to Georgetown, 30 miles north. Completely shut down, going about 2 miles an hour. And I pull up, I get out, I go to the checkpoint, all these big lights. They got a DUI thing. They're pulling people out of cars. And I walk over and the cops are like, get back, Jones. And I'm about, you know, 60 yards away. They're like, what are the Serbs going to get us? The foreign troops are going to get me. And the cops are all, ha, 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 ha. Here they are running a checkpoint, totally unconstitutional. And they'd all, I guess, heard my show or seen it, the TV show. And I had the commanders and people all stand about 50 yards away, just rolling, slap each other on the back. It's all on tape. Ha, it's that crazy guy. Ha, ha, ha. He's the one that thinks going to be a police state. Ha, 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 ha. And I'm like, I know you think it's funny, but it's not. Then I walk over another police car in the dark, and these guys were obviously completely stoned out of their minds and smell the marijuana. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do? And they're like, we're going to follow our orders. It's so horrible. And I told you that right along with all of this would be having your money stolen. All right, here's the deal. I'm going to take calls for the rest of the hour before Sheriff Mack's on with us. The toll-free number on all these issues I've raised, 800-259-9231. You know what? Before I take everybody's calls, because the first five or six, I want to hear from police and military currently serving. It's done. Obama says he's going to sign it. After acting like he wouldn't, that was to kill opposition. Don't worry, you're not in the bill. Okay, you found out citizens are in the bill. Don't worry, Obama's not going to sign it. They've got all these little tactics. Now Obama's like, you bet I'm going to sign it because I had it put in there. I want to hear from police and military, 800-259-9231. And if we take 4 or 5 of your calls, then I'll get to everybody else's after that first group. But again, when I have to look at Holder, I have to look at Obama, I have to look at Hillary, I have to look at the Senator Graham, all these leaders. I mean, these are crooks. These are dangerous, evil people. These are tyrants. These are traitors. This is treason against our Bill of Rights, against our Constitution. And it's not enough now to warrantlessly spy on us and have checkpoints and do all of this and waive all the laws for the illegals. That's all bad enough. This is now the heart of it. This is striking directly. And the whole world, it's all over the news worldwide. Americans to be secretly arrested. America is falling into a police state. Major universities are now saying we're the number three police state in the world. We were number six just 2 years ago. The whole world is freaking out. The whole world is scared. The communist Chinese that do stuff like this are announcing that they may have war with the United States because everybody knows America was taken over by evil. And there's still talk radio, but most of those guys are there supporting the Republican Party that loves all this. I mean, I heard Neil Wartz yesterday supporting Newt Gingrich and saying he's a great guy. I mean, open borders, Obamacare, carbon taxes, working for the healthcare industry to pass the government healthcare takeover. And that's your mainline, quote, libertarian endorsing Newt Gingrich. That's why we're in. Okay, coming up, we got Sheriff Richard Mack joining us. Also, they're going to have 13,500 troops to provide Olympic security. The BBC is reporting that when they have the event over in Europe. Again, everywhere, they are using the military now. They're just acclimating the citizens so they can use the military against you. Let's go to Eric, who's a police officer in Illinois, then Mike, who's military in Colorado, Elaine, who's a police officer in Pennsylvania. Let's get your take on all this right now. Eric, what do you think of the government getting rid of the heart of the Bill of Rights on Bill of Rights Day, 200-plus years later, Eric?
I think it's a complete travesty. It's amazing what's going on in this country.
What is your overall view on it? Where do you think the nation's going? What do your fellow police officers think?
Well, most of them are completely entranced in the system that, the media, they fall right into the left-right Republican-Democrat propaganda machine. I can tell you that the majority of officers are good people with families and kids, and they want to do the right thing, and they got into the profession to help people. But if this were enacted right now, I can tell you that the officers would not go along with it. However, I've been studying the New World Order system for several years now, and you know they're going to be staging terrorist attacks within the country or the economic implosion. And if you have complete chaos, the police, the numbers alone, my department, we're about a city of about 200,000. We have about 250 sworn officers. We don't have near the manpower that could even deal with any type of mass chaos.
No, exactly. They're setting it up where the military will be needed And again, then the precedent sets. So the first 10, 15 times the troops are used, they're going to actually maintain order. Then the precedent set, we're just here to arrest the troublemakers now so this doesn't happen again. And the public's like, yay! I've even got internal training videos that I play clips of that we're going to air more in the future where they set everybody up for this. But you're absolutely right. When you call it the New World Order system, Eric, that's what it is. It's a global system of manipulation. But because of you and others out there, once people see the system, they're going to be aware of it.
Doing, you know, the guys on my shift, you know, I'm constantly, you know, talking in their ear, and I've made them aware of it. I got most of them, you know, are going to be supporting and voting for Ron Paul. But you know, there's some that you can't change their mind, and they're still, they won't even, you know, hear it or look at the evidence that you try to present to them.
Eric, you said you've been awake for a few years. In that time, other police have called us and talked about how they got made fun of at first, and military too, but later, as the stuff comes true, they go from being called tinfoil hats to, you know, Nostradamus. Have you seen something similar like that?
Yeah, I mean, you still get the, you know, the laughs and all, it's conspiracy, and, you know, they cannot believe that something like this can go on, because they believe that something this big, people would talk, people would come out, and they just, it's, but unfortunately, you know, it's like you say, you've planted the seeds, and then when the collapse happens and the you know what hits the fan, you know, that's when they will wake up and realize, man, this really is going on.
We're going to go to break in the long segment, come back with others, but just briefly, what do you make of the lies within lies within lies, where first they say citizens aren't in the secret arrest indefinite detention bill when they're clearly there? Then they say Obama's against it, don't worry, he's going to veto. And I'm like, nope, that's to make people stand down and not fight the bill. And then sure enough, he does it. I mean, for the general public, they're totally flummoxed by it. It's like ACLU shocked. But when you're aware of it, you know the next play. That's what's so frustrating. I know exactly what they're going to do. I told everybody again, and it's not because I'm smart. It's frustrating, Eric. I know exactly what they're going to do because I know their playbook. It's so frustrating.
Oh, I completely agree. It's completely frustrating, and because the problem is they hear the snippets on the nightly news or on the radio talk shows. But they never read the bills. They never look at the, you know, in depth what it actually says. They just hear the mantra that's put out in the media system, and that's what they believe. And you know, everybody's busy with their own, you know, between work and their own lives, and, you know, doing what they do, and they don't.
You're right. We've got to make time to learn reality, or we're going to be doomed. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. The people perish for lack of knowledge. I appreciate your call. Again, I've been monitoring neocon, mainline, fake conservative, rhino radio, and if we can't shoot down politically Newt Gingrich in these primaries, he will end up, if he runs against Obama, he wins. Because once they have Obama, who's hated by conservatives, against Gingrich, they'll back Gingrich, not knowing Gingrich is actually votes exactly the same. That's what's scary. I mean, Gingrich is an actual globalist. He's even higher level than Obama. I mean, he's one of the insiders. And to hear Neil Bortz endorsing him, man, that's traitorous.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The only way to stop tyranny is to learn to recognize it and stand up against it. All right, we're going to go to Mike, who's in the military. Elaine, who's a police officer. And Colonel Six and many others that are holding Rudy, Clarence. We're going to get to all of you right now. If you just joined us, the House last night, by a large majority, 283 to 136, voted for the National Defense Authorization Act, and Obama now says he's going to sign it. Oh, what a big surprise that is. Meanwhile, Big Sis, that's Ms. Napolitano, Big Sis orders ICE to prepare for mass influx of immigrants. Directive follows leaked KBR memo requesting subcontractors to service detention camps. which is confirmed and no media will report on, manning the camps. And I've had a state senator on from Texas last year. I'm going to get him back on. Which senator was that? He's one of the senior ones. I forget his name right now. Saying, oh, there's a secret martial law plan in Texas for the implosion of Mexico. And then I guess if another 10 million people pour across as refugees, they're instantly can vote and get free welfare. I mean, that's what the government's promoting. I mean, there's just no end to it. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Elaine, who's a police officer in Pennsylvania, and then we'll go to Mike and others. Elaine, welcome.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. First of all, sir, I would like to thank you for the work you do. God bless you, your family, and your staff. I pray that he protects you. And I am appalled. I am totally appalled. I have been posting all of your videos. I have been talking nonstop on Facebook regarding these issues, and I have gotten probably 3 positive comments in the past 7 months. They're calling me crazy at work, but it doesn't deter me. I continue to post what I can.
Well, they call you crazy in the mid-90s. They called Ross Perot crazy, saying NAFTA and GATT would shut down our industry. It did. I mean, I guess if you gave somebody the winning lottery numbers, you'd be called crazy. Or if you told somebody to drill for oil in 1870 and you discovered it and became a billionaire, you'd be crazy. I mean, all of this is happening. The whole world admits this is horrible, and then you're being called a kook.
It bothers me that people cannot see. At this point in time in our city, they're trying, in our county, they're trying to roll out Agenda 21. They're calling it SAPA. If you look at the SAPA map and if you look at the Agenda 21 map, it is identical. I created a Facebook page. I've gotten no comments whatsoever. None. It's very, very distressing. I care about people. I don't like what I see. What's happening in different departments. I don't like people standing on people's rights. I will not go along with this. Absolutely no way will I ever go along
with this. Well, I'm sad you feel like you're alone. Let me assure you, if you were publicly known, you would know that Liberty is on fire and that the biggest news sites out there are all, quote, conspiracy sites. That means sites that actually question the system. I've talked to a lot of police here on air. You've heard them say that on average about half their department or more is now awake. But there are pockets where people aren't very awake. And also what happens is, on average, folks that are on Facebook and things, on average, it's kind of dumbed down. It's about partying and where you're going and friends. And so people don't really want to hear about it there. That's why we've never been, I mean, we're big on it, Facebook and Twitter, but nothing compared to folks that are just in the entertainment business. Because, you know, that's more of like a digital bar. You don't want to go to the bar, you know, to hear about, you know, tax forms or something. And so that's why you're seeing that happen. I would suggest that you get into, you know, create an identity on some of the message boards like prisonplanet.com, the forum, or places like the Daily Paul, or you know, any of those forums out there. And there's trolls there as well. I mean, a lot of these people are what they call sock puppets. It's really programs that'll come out. I mean, we've tracked the IP addresses of these, telling us we're kooks, we're scum, we're evil. And a lot of times it's a sock puppet doing it. It's not even a human. So don't feel bad. In fact, if you want to plug your Facebook, you're welcome to. I guarantee you'll find some fellow people in Pennsylvania, Elaine.
Absolutely. My name is Elaine Bozak. I have a page on Facebook. It's Oppose Implementation of SAPA Agenda 21.
Awesome.
I've posted so many videos. I'm trying to wake people up. I will not be deterred. I will not be deterred. I do not care what they call me. I just have to go straight ahead. I can't look left or right. And I will continue to do this. And God bless you, Alex Jones.
Well, God bless you, and I appreciate your call, Elaine. I hate for folks to give their name out on air because sometimes people can abuse that and say somebody's name who they are, and I can tell Elaine is who she says she is just from her voice. But plus, it's a Facebook account, so that's good. Folks, go check her out there. So she's opposing the UNESCO Agenda 21 global takeover. Folks might want to find out about that and discover that your town, your city, your county, in almost every case, is adopting it and even has documents saying they're adopting it. They've got signs up at some of the parks here in Austin saying it's part of a UN takeover. All the big national parks have them. And I was at the Grand Canyon a month ago, and you've seen the video of it happening. Nobody's around. Maybe every 2 minutes somebody walks by. I'm at the visitor center out on the side of it, out there with the wind and drizzle. And I get into the little portico and start videotaping the UN sign that says it's been handed over to the UN, as I did 14, 15 years ago in my that's in my film, America Destroyed by Design. And I start talking about the UN taking over America. Then I'm going to your calls. I'm going to finish the story. And I start talking about that. And all of a sudden, a guy wearing like a windbreaker with American flags and stuff all over it, older gentleman, like he was probably about 65, 70, comes over and says, "Hey," you know, to his wife, I need to take a photo of this. This guy won't be quiet. He's talking. He starts trying to like bowl into my space. So I turn around and say, "Oh, you don't like what I'm saying. Oh, you want to, you know, get in the shot. Okay, I'll put you on YouTube." But the minute he heard me talking about the UN taking over America, he's like, "Huh?" See, it's unpatriotic to say America's being taken over. Because he doesn't want to have to face that. He just wants to say, "How dare you say America's got a problem?" He's lazy. He's delusional. So he thinks if you call up and say, "Hey, there's a fire at this location. Please send a fire truck." It's almost like he's saying, you set it on fire. Or if he just says there's no fire, it doesn't exist. We're the ones warning people. And he's like, "Hey, don't you talk bad about America." But that's what people do when, on average, when a doctor tells them, you know, they've got some horrible disease. They'll get mad and say, "I don't believe that, doc," and stomp out. It's called denial. And denial is one of the biggest problems we face. But the fact that you're being made fun of, you know, I wouldn't worry about it. And a lot of these sheep only go off title and officialdom. So start as a private citizen your own, you know, Pennsylvania group against Agenda 21. Put out, you know, ads in places. The first meeting, five people might show up if you're lucky at the library. But you stay on it like a woodpecker, you'll have thousands listening to you within a few years. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls now. I am long-winded, aren't I? Mike, who's military in Colorado, giving us his view on it being Bill of Rights Day, 200-plus anniversary, what, 222 years? And this is the day that it goes to Obama's desk to be robo-signed to allow citizens to disappear into black holes. What's your view of this, Mike? We were always told that the really bad guys do stuff like this, but Stalin and Hitler wouldn't put it on paper. I guess only America does that.
Well, you know, it's not great, Alex. No, it's not. But, you know, I don't really want to talk about Obama. My question to you is about Ron Paul, actually, if that's okay.
Sure, whatever.
So you're aware that Ron Paul said there is absolutely no evidence that 9/11 was an inside job, right?
I don't have to agree with Ron Paul on 100% of stuff. He has talked about the government staging Gulf of Tonkin. He said Fast and Furious is a criminal false flag and that Holder should be criminally investigated. He's a constitutionalist. And so, I mean, I know Ron Paul personally. I know people that know him personally for decades. He is the real deal. He is a great man. And so people get mad at him that he's not going into 9/11 truth. I think at a certain level, Ron Paul understands that that would be, at his level, political suicide to do that.
Well, I'd completely agree. I mean, why would anyone believe something so crazy like that, you know? Why would someone like Ron Paul associate themselves with you? I mean, he's trying to win the presidency, and here he is going on the Alex Jones show. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you've got a cynical, fake, satisfied sound to your voice. And you heard Ron Paul on the show if you've listened before, or it's maybe your first time if you're a seminar caller. But the point is, Ron Paul talks about the Gulf of Tonkin being staged. He's talked about the CIA shipping drugs into the country. They talked about the guns being shipped in to Mexico and drugs back into this country being a false flag. So when there's bona fide proof, Ron Paul will go with it. But when it's Building 7 blowing up and all the rest of it, clearly the official story of 9/11 has holes in it. It's clearly not true. But then it becomes a quagmire. So I think Ron Paul has probably done the right thing overall, not going there, because it can't be 100% proven one way or the other. We just know the official story is a fraud, Mike. Mike, I heard you said you don't want to go, because I opened the phones up And I don't screen the calls, but once a week or so, I say it specifically on a subject. I said, I want to hear military about secretly arresting citizens. Do you kind of get a thrill up your leg when you think about, you know, playing video games against the American people? I mean, does that kind of thrill you?
No, it doesn't, Alex. But I'll tell you this much. You and, you know, your whole team is it's bringing down the cause quite a bit. You're making all of us true patriots look like idiots. That's what I think about that.
Listen to your fake satisfied voice. In fact, what do you really do for a living, Mike?
I gotta disguise my voice a little bit. I'll admit it, but
no, Mike, you're not in the military.
Excuse me?
We're taking calls from people in the military about police and military. Will you violate the Constitution now that they've basically tried to overthrow it? And you called in to talk about me bringing down the cause. I appreciate your call. The cause is liberty, and I have my First Amendment, and I am enlightening and awakening people, and I am trailblazing, covering the hardcore subjects that no one else will cover. So it makes it easier for people to cover other subjects. I'm moving the Overton window further towards liberty and freedom by being extremely brave and really saying it like it is. You know what the Overton window is? Probably not. That caller probably doesn't. That's a political theorem dealing with you have a political window of what's acceptable. And the globalists have moved it slowly to be anti-family, anti-free market, domesticating us into tyranny of what's acceptable. And there's a tactic to really do it, have groups do extreme things to pull it one way or the other. So they're doing all these extreme things to make it look like it's not extreme to move towards it a little bit. I'm trying to go towards liberty, and I am trailblazing. And my material has been seen on YouTube alone by over 350 million people in the last 2.5 years. I reach 15 million people on XM, on AM and FM, on Global Shortwave, on satellite, on number one talk radio show on the web, number one even above music on Shoutcast. Yeah, I'm a failure. Me might work for the military, actually, with that PSYOP. Or you're so conditioned by the society that the zombies will actually regurgitate PSYOP at you because they've been programmed with it. But you're bringing down the cause. You're failing. You're a failure. Your team's a failure. You wanted my team to feel like failures. We'll just put in some extra hours today just to show you what failures we are. Your attack on us shows you're bleeding out and how weak you are. That's what it shows. I know we're winning. I know we're going to defeat tyranny because we planted the seeds beforehand. And you're not going to dissuade anybody from that. Ron Paul has exponentially grown in popularity. And even if he doesn't win, which he has a good chance of doing now, even though with their election fraud, he wins by getting issues out there. That'll grow and grow and grow. You know, Ron Paul, when he was on with us 4 years ago, he launched his campaign about 3 or 4 months before. He said, I want to thank you, Alex. Half of our support has come from your audience, from the numbers we've got, the studies we've done. My audience of great patriots was half the launch pad for the test rocket 4 years ago against the New World Order. Now the new prototype is doing probably 5 to 10 times, depending on which actuary, better than it did 4 years ago. And liberty's being discussed and real issues are being put out there. And of course, we are many, many times exponentially what we were 4 years ago. Yeah, we're failing. Ha, boy, you better know we're going to kick your hind in and we're going to win. We're going to win big time. And you and your psyops aren't going to work on us, zombie. Let's go ahead and talk to Colonel Six in the military. Colonel Six, what's on your mind? What's your view of that last caller?
I can't say. I've got what they call a legendary temper, and it is. The word of my temper goes before me, so I'm going to just leave that like it is. You know, what I will say this. There could be no one better that any candidate could be associated with than yourself, because you are a person that over the years has persevered. You know, when people had to listen to you, had to go out to the lake to listen to you, because, you know,
like, that dude's crazy, man, but I like some of the stuff he says, man. He says, oh, here come the cops, cut it off, cut it off. You know, and, you know, now everything that you said was going to happen has come true. Every damn thing. What have you lied about? You see, and that's the point. If you could show me, I don't care that you don't like the man because he's got grungy hair, he looks like Aqualung and all that, okay? But did the man lie? You see, and that's the whole point. You are so truthful. You know, since you know that people have this feeling about you, then you double and triple back up what you have to say, okay? And I don't think guys like Steve Pachinik and the doctor that went to Libya.
Hardly.
And some other people that come to your show would be there if you were some sort of gadfly, fly-by-night kook or something, that whatever that guy's name thinks that his patriot, you know, his patriot.
Well, here's what's going on. That guy's upset because it is true. Ron Paul's giving us more credibility. And the fact that I've got so much credibility now across the board is freaking people out, because then they might not be able to call me a kook. They might have to actually look at what we're dealing with. Stay there. I want you to give us your take on military to be used against citizens. And, of course, there's going to be a big PR rollout, fighting drunk drivers, cutting people out of wrecked cars, because it's already begun. We'll break it down. Coming up in the next hour, Conan O'Brien is now making fun of Ron Paul and demonizing him. Ron Paul has hit the zeitgeist. Joe Rogan is going to be on, the Tonight Show with Jay Leno tomorrow night with Ron Paul. That should be interesting. I'm going to go back to Colonel Six and others here in this segment, the next. Then Sheriff Richard Mack's going to join us. He's getting ready to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center for saying that he was going to tell people to kill cops, which is, again, totally untrue. They've had to admit it's not true. And they just do that so that the police will listen to them and buy their anti-American garbage. And I'm not a litigious person, but I've told the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, I put them on notice. Hold on, one more lie, and I just, because they need to be punished, but they get taxpayer money, the tens of millions of dollars, so they probably just pay people the lawsuit with the tax money. They don't care. They've got to demonize us. But before I go back to Colonel Six, look, I know what's going to happen next, because the globalists have a program, a New World Order system, like that police officer called it earlier. That's what it is. It's the same in each country. They tweak it here and there, but in fact, Jeremy, can you put that Minnesota article up? All over the nation in the last 5 years, Homeland Security has Marines, Army, and others. Just type in Army and Jaws of Life, Homeland Security. Oh, helping at car wrecks. Helping with drunk drivers. The Marines are running a checkpoint. All of this is happening. And you pull up and there's Marines with guns and they try to search your car. So it's always this PR, but it's illegal. And, Jeremy, we found that article during the break. We put it up on screen for me. The Minnesota one about the Jaws of Life. There it is. Army Combat Brigade to take on first-of-its-kind Homeland Security detail. So people ask, well, how do you know they were going to have DWI checkpoints and helping at car wrecks and the Army starflighting people? It's all just a PR psyop, so the military feels good about the mission, so the citizens feel good about it, and then you get the actual next-level training. It's, let's take on those gun owners. And I showed you those articles. So that's what's happening. I mean, last year I sent the crew up to Illinois to show the drill, and they had the troops training to put Americans in camps. It's all on tape. Colonel Six, go ahead and make your points about what I was just raising and your concern about them going ahead and passing this, and Obama now says he'll sign it, the military, the end of posse comitatus, and U.S. citizens disappear into black holes.
Well, you know, Alex, I think the thing that hit me right between the eyes, and this is, again, this is something that no one but you can get except from listening to Alex Jones, I never would have known that this is the 222nd year since this has been passed. And on that day, and I bet you it may have been a Thursday, if we can go back that far, a man that not everyone is thoroughly convinced is a duly elected president of the United States with the stroke of a pen is going to do away what has been fought for, what has been bled over, what people who women and widows have cried, and people have stayed up nights, and just everything. I mean, all that's gone into keeping this nation afloat. They know that the NBA and American Idol and the NFL have these idiots so, they have their minds such a vice. That's how they can get away with. They can get away with it. Now they can push it through. They didn't know the call to Congress. Hell, you know what? Let me tell you something. I live up here in Palatine County, Texas, right? And you know you've been around here. Everybody says, you know, Ron Paul is like Texas's congressman. You know, and
yes.
Being nice to him. But do you know there are actually people up here that they write to his office and they have to tell, I'm told they have to write to somewhere else because they think that he is like the congressman of the you know for our state in the Congress.
They think he runs everything. Colonel Six, good hearing from you. More calls straight ahead. Tons of news. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to jam in some more calls before getting Sheriff Richard Mack on with us. We get his take on the acceleration towards North Korean-style tyranny, or beyond it, because the North Koreans don't put stuff like this down on paper. Also, he's getting ready to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center. We'll also look at some of the economic news of the day here and continue with your calls, because Mack's only on with us for a few segments. My phone system just crashed where I can't see the calls. Who'd you say was up next, John? Rudy in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to you for years, and I've been trying to call you for a long time.
Well, thanks for trying. Good to have you on board.
I have a lecture given by John Todd. You know, he was one of those insiders in the Illuminati.
Yeah, back in the late 80s.
Right, and it talks about an 8-year step-by-step plan for world takeover, and I've been trying to get you that information for a long time. So before I go, if you're one of your guys could give me an email or something that I can send it to you, because, I mean, it's fascinating. It goes hand-in-hand with everything you've been saying over all of these years, because, you know, this guy, he disappeared into a black hole.
Well, I want to be honest. I've never had time to hear it all, but I think I've heard some of it on YouTube. It's on YouTube, isn't it?
Well, I saw the one up there. This one is 1 hour and 20 minutes long.
Okay, what's the name of it? And I'll look at it and we'll post it at InfoWars.com. What's the name of it?
I call it Rap for the Soul. You know what I'm saying? I'm sending it to you. It was just a lecture that somebody taped and they gave it to me. I got this back in the spring of 1980, Alex. That's how long I've been woke. You understand?
See, people always talk about him. They say everything he's talking about because I've never really heard it. I've heard like short clips of it. Tell us about him.
Well, he talked about how he was inside the Illuminati because he was into the satanic religion, and he thought it was just a religion, you know, and he talks about how he was saved and how he wanted to get out of it, but the only way out was that they was going to kill him. And so he talked about he went to a Grand Druid meeting, and what it was just a lot of glorified bankers paying a lot of money to a lot of people in political and religious organizations, and a lot of the things that you see in the church is payoffism. They've taken the money and rejected the Lord. And they talked about how the bankers, he talked about how the banks owned all of your politicians. All of them were part of this religion. And he gave us 8-year step-by-step plan in that they would bankrupt their own companies, destroy their own companies, but be so financially strong they would withstand it after they destroyed the economy of the world, which we're at now. He said, he talked about the book Atlas Shrugs, and that one of the last lines in the book was that when you hear them say, the lights of New York have gone out for the last time. We will have the world. When I saw on 9/11, Tom Brokaw spoke those words. The lights of New York have gone out for the last time. Chills went down my spine. This was at 9/11, 2001, September 11th. He spoke those words when the towers fell.
No, they are a cult. They are a cult. That's why they do. I've talked to some very famous people, and of course it's off record, who have actually been in the Hellfire Club in England, out in the caves, out there by Oxford, and of course they won't come on air and talk about it. But, I mean, this stuff's real. I mean, eyes wide shut, all of that. It really is devil worshippers that run it all. And Churchill called himself a druid. At the top, one of their highest level society names for themselves are the druids. And that's why in Clockwork Orange, you know, the thugs are called the droogies. And then it's all about how at the top, the government psychopaths just like them. And it's amazing. Very interesting. Well, I tell you what, are you saying you uploaded this on YouTube, sir?
No, I didn't. It's just the audio. I got it on my computer, and I can send it to you in an email.
Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, let me just send it under the name Rap for the Soul right now to tips@infowars.com. God bless you. And if you want, we'll get that posted up at infowars.com. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Up at Infowars.com right now, before I continue with your calls and then Sheriff Mack joining us at the bottom of the hour. Fake conservatives smear Ron Paul ahead of Iowa run. Limbaugh suggests anyone but Ron Paul can beat Obama, when exact opposite is true. The Gallup polls and others show the person that can beat him with the highest number is Ron Paul. The National Defense Authorization Act gives Pentagon green light to wage internet war and to shut down alternative media. And again, even mainstream magazines like CNET News and The Hill admit it is a free speech kill switch that we are dealing with. Obama's U-turn on indefinite detention bill, a historic tragedy for rights. Also, Iraq invasion mastermind antis up on Iran attack. Big Sis orders ICE to prepare for mass influx of immigrants. Directive follows leaked KBR memo requesting subcontractors to service detention camps. You understand, this is all happening. This is not a conspiracy theory. Anything scary, people are taught, isn't real. You pull up to your house and it's on fire, it's real, folks. And saying it isn't on fire doesn't fix it. You get that call and hear, God forbid, one of your children's died in a car wreck. Now, a lot of you have had that phone call. It's happened to millions of people. Lying to yourself doesn't make it go away. But see, history hasn't wound down yet. It's going forward. And we can still change things. We can still put the brakes on. No matter how bad things get, it's an inside job. It's something inside of us. We have to change and say, I'm going to recognize evil. I'm going to recognize corruption. I'm going to work on it myself first. And then I'm going to work on it with others around me. You got to be the light of the world. It's that simple. Because when good people do nothing, you know what happens. Evil men and tyrants flourish when good men do nothing. Thomas Jefferson. And, of course, people are calling it a flip-flop from Obama. It's not a flip-flop. He said, I don't need a bill to torture, kill, secretly arrest citizens. I'm going to do it anyways, and I've been doing it. But then his advisors said, this is too juicy. This is a worldwide declaration of war against any country and any individual. And the end of posse comitatus, your lordship, we worked to get this added into the bill, and now it's public, so go ahead and sign it. There's a good article by The American Dream at Infowars.com that I should try to, it's in my print-offs, I should read it. Rise of the Beast System, 11 Ways America is Becoming More Like North Korea. As I said yesterday, that is exactly what is going on. And they break down the different points. It's been revealed predator drones are being used in the U.S. against farmers and people, with the Air Force running it, calling them domestic terrorists. The Department of Homeland Security says that paying for a hotel room in cash is a sign that you could be a potential terrorist. We've got all the government training videos of that showing TSA and hotels, malls, street corners, football games, and they're getting you ready. Number three, as I have written about previously, authorities in Tennessee, authorities are going door-to-door conducting assessment of how prepared residents are. The following comes from a recent news report out of News 5, and it goes over that. Number four, government, again, authorities, not servants, track nearly everything we do. Example, one woman in Washington, D.C. had been fined $2,000 for not properly recycling homemade cat litter made out of old newspapers and junk mail. That's right. $2,000. They dig through your trash, folks. The green police. Remember the Audi commercial? It's not a joke. But if they want to genetically modify organisms and dump them out in the environment and butcher and trespass on other life forms, that's okay. They make petty things environmental crimes. Just like in the movie Minority Report, face-tracking technology is now being used in advertising billboards all over the nation. Number six, police are not just using tasers or hardened criminals anymore. Now tasers are even being used on young schoolgirls, five-year-olds, and others. It goes over from 14 to 5, they're using them. A number of very elderly women have come forward with stories of being strip-searched by the TSA. TSA said, well, we don't call it strip-search, but yeah, we take your clothes off. Totally sick. I mean, what are they going to do next? It's all about forced inoculation. It's all about government training you to have them put their hands on you. Americans are being watched in hundreds of different ways each day, and most of them no idea what's happening. For example, in D.C., the movements of every single car are tracked using automated license plate readers. The following comes from a recent Washington Post article. And imagine all the criminal stuff they allow the system to do with that. Because remember, they're the bad guys running the system now. Not good guys with all this power. As the founder said, even if you gave good guys this power, bad guys would get in control of it. It's like the Ring of Mordor. It cannot be used for good. The FBI is now admittedly recording internet talk radio programs all over the world and the United States to track people's speech in the United States, and they're openly calling for internet censorship. High-tech streetlights are listening to the public and tracking them, and Homeland Security is also pushing plans for citizens to wear taser bracelets when you get on the plane. Number 11, Congress has been debating a new bill that would officially designate the United States part of the battleground in the war on terror, allow the U.S. military to arrest American citizens and hold them indefinitely without trial. And it goes on here with some of the other points, but that's what's going on. That's what's happening on that front. Let's go ahead and get to this piece, and then I'll hit some financial news and then take some more of your calls ahead of our guest. This is Conan O'Brien last night, I guess. Stories up at Infowars.com. Making fun of Ron Paul. And then after we've played it, I will give you my view on the piece. But this is, again, all part of the demonization campaign that is taking place right now, as they try to call Ron Paul extreme when he's actually the only person who's trying to be an American of any of these candidates from both parties. Let's go ahead and go to the clip.
Presidential candidate Ron Paul released a very aggressive campaign ad this week. This is real. It features guitar solos and even barking Rottweilers. It's unlike any presidential candidate campaign I've ever seen before. This ad, as I say again, this is not us. This is 100% real. Check it out.
What's up with these sorry politicians? Lots of bark. When it's showtime, whimpering like little shih tzus. You want big cuts. Ron Paul's been screaming it for years. Budget crisis, no problem. Cut $1 trillion year one. That's trillion with a T.
It just keeps going and going, and it's very like, I've never seen one like that.
Yeah.
Well, apparently that ad was just the tip of the iceberg. Check out Ron Paul's other new ad that was released just a couple of hours ago.
I got a widow deficit. Wah.
Put a sock in it, America. This country needs a budget enema, and only one candidate has the sack to get the job done. Ron Paul. You want cuts? You got him. He'll cut $1 trillion of government spending in week one. That's scrillion with a skrill. Department of Health gone. Food stamps gone. Regular. citizen will be given a rusty pipe to fend off an army of starving marauders, and a cleansing blood will run through the streets. Hey, America, don't be a pussy. Vote for Ron Paul. Oh, my God, he's got a chainsaw.
All right, that's enough. And we cut some of the mild profanity they air on broadcast TV there. If some people noticed that a few seconds of that was cut out. On the internet, we didn't, but for radio stations, we did. Look, what's going on here is they're scared. You notice NAFTA and GATT shut down the country. You notice the roads are falling apart as the gas tax gets raised. You notice there's never enough taxes. There's never enough tickets written. There's never enough fines and fees because 27 plus trillion, 16 trillion of it went to foreign banks, has been siphoned out by the New World Order banks that run this. You need a Department of Health out there pushing deadly vaccines on people. Department of Education, federal control over education. Get us out of the UN, that criminal organization. The idea that all the bridges will be blown up. You know, I love when Ron Paul's on TV, they'll say, we'll have no government if you get rid of the income tax. And a lot of times he's standing in front of the Capitol and he says, well, we built this Capitol without income tax. We didn't have it until 1913. The general public didn't pay it until the 1950s. It goes to pay the interest on the debt, which is made up out of nothing because we shouldn't have to pay interest on U.S. money. It's now a Federal Reserve note. So they play on the ignorance that, you know, Ron Paul saying, you want cuts, you'll get them. As if any cuts are bad. The government just grows by trillions a year. They're devaluing the currency. All of this is happening. And they're acting like somebody trying to put the brakes on it is a crazy person. And Conan O'Brien's like, this is not a joke. This is real. Someone actually wants cuts. I mean, this is terrible. You know, they show the government is a dog barking, all bark, no bite. You want cuts, we'll give them to you. I mean, it was not a, quote, extreme ad. We need extreme ads. We need to shake people out of the trance they're in. We need to tell people the truth just right up front. And what's really devastating them is the Newt Gingrich ad. That's why they ran that ad against him right there, that made-up ad that he didn't make, the second one, is because they're pointing out what Newt Gingrich really stands for, and that's the ringer they want. They've had all these other ringers who come and go. I talked to top Republicans who thought it was going to be Rick Perry, but we exposed him. Others exposed him. And Ron Paul attacked him, brought him down. You gave Ron Paul the money to run the ads. Ron Paul attacks Mitt Romney. He starts going down. He attacks Newt Gingrich. Gingrich has lost in Iowa. Was 12 points 2 days ago. Now it's 15 points. And Ron Paul's now the leader there. They are absolutely freaking out because Iowa is a caucus state where they're going to raise their hands. And they're going to have real trouble in all those precincts covering that up. And they're going to try to steal New Hampshire and other places. But remember, Ron Paul is now surging, and if he gets such a big lead that he's 10, 15 points ahead, they won't be able to steal it from him. Then they'll go into the next game plan, trying to politically assassinate his character. But the system is discredited. That'll backfire on him. Stay with us. You know, you watch Republican voters run like rats on PCP from one establishment globalist Republican to another. All of them, Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, Newt Gingrich, they're the establishment candidates. I mean, compared to Bachman and others. I mean, Bachman, you know, is pro-war, but not a globalist. That's why they don't like her. It's why they're not pushing her. She's no Ron Paul, but she's better than they are. That's why she's demonized. That's why she's attacked. I actually hear neocons every day when I spot check, bad-mouthing her just in case she surges. They don't want that happening. But you look at what's happening with Newt Gingrich, and he's in the news saying, I went up in the polls, and people ignore my checkered past because they know I'm so smart. That's that little talking point. He's so smart. He's smart. He'll fix things. He'll figure it out. And you see the population, you know, being taught, you know, he's a good guy. He's a real conservative. He'll beat Obama. Well, if he did, it wouldn't matter. Pro-war, pro-secret arrest, pro-police state, pro-open borders, pro-carbon tax, pro-government health care. I mean, this is who he is. And it's just like Obama supporters who thought he was going to fix everything for them. They really believe these politicians actually like them and want to help them. The only person who actually votes like they say they will is Ron Paul. And I'm not here selling Ron Paul. For me, it's a nauseating joke that he even has to be sold. And I know that win, lose, or draw, the system's against him. He's winning by getting the word out. And you're winning when you spread the word because people discover liberty. The opposite of what these other candidates are pushing. But undoubtedly, if Ron Paul was younger and could run again in 4 years, he'd win. I mean, he had, you know, 10 points or so before. Now he's got upwards of 30. He's winning in all over the country in different polls. Imagine a few years from now, people will really be awake to what he's saying. But it'll be too late then. But it won't matter that he's too old. You got Rand Paul. You've got the ideas of liberty. That lives in all of you. Ron Paul will say it. He's just a focal point for liberty. But definitely, we're in the fight right now, and the system is panicking over it big time. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go to Clarence in Oklahoma. Clarence, you're on the air. Welcome.
Jones, God bless you, and thank you for doing what you do. And I just wanted to make 3 points. I'm a Marine Corps veteran of 13 years, and I'm just flabbergasted on what's going on right now. I mean, I woke up probably about 3 years ago, and wow, it's crazy. It's happening. But the 3 points I'd like to make are, you know, you civilians out there that are listening to this show, listen to Alex Jones. Hey, it's time to get ready. It's time to cowboy up. It's time to talk to those service members, talk to those peace officers, talk to those sheriffs, talk to those state legislators, talk to those county commissioners, and say, hey, what are we going to do to protect our freedom, protect our liberty? Get in those groups, get organized, come up with a plan with what you're going to do. You know, and then the second thing I'd like to do is talk to my Marine Corps brothers out there, those armed service members, those sheriffs, those peace officers that are out there, you know, risking their butts out there on the end of the line, trying to keep it family friendly here. But I'm telling you, it's time. What side are you going to be on? Who are you going to be with? Are you going to be with your brothers and sisters that defend liberty? Are you going to remember that oath that you took to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States? Are you going to do it? And you older guys that are up there, you need to start teaching those younger guys. You got to let them know what's going on and let them make that decision what side they're going to be on. You need to go out to those civilians. You need to train them how to defend themselves, how they need to get organized, and what the things they need to do.
That's right. You should be providing leadership to defend the republic, because just like in Europe, there's no doubt banks have done this. Foreign banks have taken over. They're attempting, because they control the executive and most of the states, to carry this out. But a lot of people say, well, I only care about the economy. I don't care about my liberties. There is never a good economy if there's not liberties. People don't understand that. Liberty produces the good economy. And notice, as the liberties go, the economy's going. Because the tyrants don't want a good economy. That's the message that we've got to get out to people.
I got one more thing, and I'm going to say, you globalists that are out there, you're listening to me, you zombies that are out there listening that are going to follow these orders, and you're going to do it. I'm waiting on you, because I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And we're coming after you. When you come to take our life, liberty, and our pursuit of happiness, that's our God-given rights, we're going to stand up for them, and we're going to take them, and we're going to crush you. You're going to be beneath our feet. I'm telling you, there's nothing more powerful in the world than God in heaven. And he's given us those 3 things, and we will fight and die for them. And I'm telling you right now, you are nothing, and we're on to you.
Well, amen to that. Good to hear from you. God bless. All right, Sheriff Mack coming up. More of your calls. Stay with us. No, I won't back down.
Well, I won't back down.
You can't back down.
No, I won't back
down. The United
down.
States and the rest of the world,
you can stand me up,
is facing this 21st century down, New World Order system, this private corporate tyranny, down. This anti-free market,
gonna stand
this monopoly capitalist system that works with the communist and fascist, because we did back down. And you notice they're running more and more wild upon us every day. We're going to Sheriff Richard Mack here in just a moment for the balance of the hour, and then also jam in Josh, who's U.S. Army, and Donna, Pax, Matt, and others. I'm going to get to everybody before the broadcast ends today. But I want to remind you that supporting the alternative media is now more important than ever. And this platform of InfoWars.com, the radio show, the films, the nightly news show, the TV show at 7 o'clock every evening central, that is a platform where we support other researchers and patriots and activists. And if it wasn't for InfoWars and my team and your support, because you're part of our organization as supporters. In fact, you're the most important part. So much of this news would not have broken and would not have been known. And I don't get up here and toot our horn. If I tried to, it'd take days to cover all our successes and what we've done. I'm too busy running over globalist lies and crashing through their lies and disinformation to even look back. It's like winning a race. You don't look back, ladies and gentlemen. You're in swimming or track or anything. You start losing when you start looking back. I'm looking straight forward and I'm moving forward. And it's so important to support us now more than ever because we're under attack. There's all sorts of stuff going on. We need to be strong just to continue to operate or expand in the face of the globalist. I'm offering all 18 of my films that are on DVD, 18 different DVD packages, great color covers, great gift, until the end of the year. But you can get it by Sunday and have it guaranteed shipped to you before Christmas for $99.95, normally $360. To get all those films. 70% off. You can go to InfoWars.com and get the Alex Jones Everything Special. Also, we've got three new films we're carrying. A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City 95 is the newest. There's never really been a professional film in like a decade. I mean, my film, Road to Tyranny, spends some time on it, 35 minutes or so, 40 minutes. But this is with the survivors, with the mother of Terrence Yeakey, the cop that saw all this, with the Hoppy Heidelberg, with the Jane Graham who was in Oklahoma City. It was another false flag by those very same Justice Department people that are in control right now, and A Noble Lie proves it. And they're getting ready in all their hype to stage new Oklahoma cities and blame it on domestic groups. By the way, the Southern Poverty Law Center was supposedly had informants at Elohim City where McVeigh and others were. Interesting information on that front. So that needs to be investigated further. But A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. It is available at InfoWars.com, and those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. We also have Outside the Law, Stories from Guantanamo. And now you have the CBS headline, American Citizens to be Sent to Guantanamo. We have Scientists Under Attack, Dealing with Genetic Engineering, and all the rest of it. And we have the InfoWars Black Flag of Non-Surrender. It's a 3,000-year-old flag. The Greeks used it. Many others used the Black Flag. And all over the world, it means no surrender. It became the pirate flag because when they ran a black flag up, it meant we're going to fight you to the end, and if you don't surrender now, we're going to kill everybody. Well, that's not what we're saying. In the military, now a black flag just means we are not going to surrender. And so that's why it's black flag with InfoWars.com across it. Great way to spread the word in your house, outside your house, your business, whatever. Those are available for like $14 and supports the cause at InfoWars.com as well. So, again... Jaron did the professional job even folding it up in the official way, but there's the InfoWars flag, and it says, because there's a war on for your mind under it, the black flag of no surrender. And we're also offering 44% off on a yearly membership right now at prisonplanet.tv. 9 years in April we've had the site, and we've really tricked it out now and works better than ever. You see the nightly news there and so much more. Prisonplanet.tv. All right, for the balance of the hour, then I'll go a little bit overdrive and take calls. Sheriff Richard Mack joins us via video Skype. He lives out in Fredericksburg, but we got him on short notice, so we couldn't drive in. I look forward to having him in studio in the next few weeks and back on the nightly news. But he's the guy that took it to the Supreme Court, the Brady Bill, beat it, a key 10th Amendment ruling saying the states have a right to say no to the feds. We already knew that, but it was an important modern ruling. SheriffMack.com is his website. And now he goes all over the country and speaks to police and military and others about their constitutional duty, especially the power of sheriffs, the most powerful elected person in the county. That's what's in the Constitution. And the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, we saw an ADL headline yesterday, secret sheriff's meetings with ADL talk about small government terrorists. And if you want small government, you're a terrorist. So the police are being brainwashed with just incredible cartoon level. You see, I've seen the training videos and training manuals. You can't believe cops are nodding their head while George Washington is called a terrorist and scum. I mean, you're like, it's Red Dawn. There's the enemy right there. You know, the enemy of the Republic. But listen, I talk like that, but I never call for violence. But clearly it's treason. Sheriff Mack is very calm, very gentlemanly. That's why he's effective. Police really listen to him. Sheriff really listen to him. And so the Southern Poverty Law Center keeps putting reports out. You see them in dental offices. They mail them to executives and professionals. My dad gets sent it without ever asking it comes to him. They're also running around in Austin, the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, promoting like a civil right to have the county pay for abortions with your tax money. The point is they're in everybody's business. And they came out and they said, Sheriff Mack says kill police, which is like saying Dudley Do-Right says kill police. And, well, he's going to tell you the story right now, but the article is up at Infowars.com. It's also posted right now at TheNewAmerican.com. William F. Jasper wrote the article, SPLC admits lying about Sheriff Mack, lawsuit pending. He joins us via video Skype to break this down. He tells the whole story and even sent me as proof the correspondence with the Southern Poverty Law Center, I guess now squirming and not wanting to be sued because they are caught red-handed. And this is standard procedure. They just tell cops, Ron Paul, cop killers. They support cop killing. And we've seen the training manual. If you got a Ron Paul sticker on the car, that may be a cop killer. They said the same thing about Sheriff Mack. And now when he tries to go talk to police, they're like, are you the cop killer, man? So he joins us now to break this down. Sheriff Mack, good to have you.
Well, thanks a lot, Alex. I appreciate being able to talk about this this horrible situation that the SPLC is and ADL, as you mentioned, Ventura County Sheriff, doing training with the ADL about, against people who believe in the Constitution and limited government. I don't see why that would be a threat that any police officer needs to learn about.
No, and again, it reads like a cartoon of your head screwed on straight, but for them, they're really buying it. So break it down for us, exactly what happened, what they said about you, and now their, quote, retraction.
Okay, yeah, I've been in touch with Mark Potok. You know him very well. He's the director of the SPLC. Anytime the Southern Poverty Law Center is on television, he's the one representing them. And so they've been going after me ever since I did the Brady Bill fight that you just mentioned. I started that in 1994, and they put me on in their book that Morris Deese did. Immediately, I was included in a book of dangerous patriot Americans. Currently, I'm on their list number 18 of dangerous patriot Americans. They continue that propaganda. And isn't it amazing that if they would look at my career and go to the Provo Police Department and to the sheriff's office where I was the sheriff in Graham County, Arizona, they would know that I've never committed an act of violence towards any human being in my life. I've never slugged another person. I've never beat up another person. I never shot anybody in my career. I would do those things if they were necessary, but they're just not necessary. And I'm abhorred. And I abhor and I'm appalled, I should say, about all the police news stories, how they're macing everybody and they're tasing everybody and they're shooting anybody that they want at the drop of a hat. I hate those stories, and I'm going to tell you right now, they're just not necessary. But here I start a career fighting the federal government and being an activist saying, look, don't you think we ought to follow the Constitution? And just because you violate the Constitution doesn't mean I'm going to go along with you. So that's why I went against the Brady Bill. And so now all of a sudden, I'm on the SPLC list, and I never heard of these guys before in my life, nor did they ever talk to me until May of 2011. They had a reporter call me while I'm touring and teaching classes to law enforcement and sheriffs and Tea Parties in Ohio.
Yeah, they call it a reporter because they've lost so much credibility. They now have their little propagandists have a reporter call you up. I had the Media Matters, George Soros group call me and say they were a reporter, and I was laughing. And I said, George Soros funds you. And the guy said, no, he doesn't, and started laughing at me. I mean, these people are literally snake creatures. But please continue.
Well, that is, and that's exactly what these guys are, snake hitman for the globalists. And they say they watch hate groups, but the SPLC is the biggest hate group I've ever known. And they embrace Bill Ayers, And yet they assail people like you and me who don't want any violence. And we want government to just leave us alone. And we want the Constitution followed. And we quote the Founding Fathers. So all of a sudden that makes us some sort of big threat to everybody, and we're part of a hate group, and we're bigots, and we're racist. Well, let me tell you right now, when they called me, my mom had just passed away, and I told that reporter, you guys claim that I'm a racist and a bigot, and let me tell you something about my mother. She didn't raise racists and bigots in her home. That was totally foreign to us, and I am not anything you've said about me. So I said, look, why should I talk to you guys? You've lied about me for years. You just recently lied about me in your magazine, the Intel Report. And he goes, well, how did we do that? And I said, you said that I believe in shooting and killing federal agents and federal police. And I've never said anything like that in my life. And he goes, well, I'm gonna have this checked on. So then the next day, Mark Potok calls me himself. And he said, Sheriff, we owe you an apology. And I said, what? I banged on the phone. I said, is this really Mark Potok? SPLC, I said, you guys lie all the time. I don't trust you. And you lie about all my friends. And I named Ron Paul and Judge Napolitano. And I said, these guys aren't violent. They don't hate anybody. And you you label them. You slander them. You do it to me. I said, and I've had it this time. And he goes, well, we're going to print a retraction because the tape that we have of you where we quote you saying that, you didn't say that at all. And I said, that's what I tried to tell you. And I said, and I don't think it was an accident because you have the tape. That is not an accident. And I'll be happy to play that before the jury. So then after that, Mark Potok and I share emails and phone calls for the next maybe 6, 7, 8 weeks. And finally, I told him, I said, look, I think we should handle this as gentlemen. I do want a retraction and apology, but you're also going to make amends for this. Not apology isn't enough. And so I said, I want a donation to the CSPOA because you send us to sheriffs. And the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officer Association, I'm having a national meeting with these guys, and they're now worried about what I am. And now I'm also worried that if the federal government is going to come after me, at least they should come after you and find the evidence that you have that says that I'm trying to kill agents. And so we talk about that for a long time. And I said, one of my demands is this. I want to speak to all your employees. I said, how many do you have? 25, 30? Alex, they have 175 employees at the SPLC. And this is just an indication of how much money these people have and what kind of an organization they have. And so I said, I want to speak to everybody. And they said, no, Joe Levin, our lawyer, says, we're not going to let you do that. And I said, do you know why you don't want to do that? I said, because you don't want your employees to quit and to realize that you guys have lied about me and lied about a lot of other good people. And my only crime is that I quote the Founding Fathers and that I want people to be left alone in this country. And then they said, okay, well, I sent you the email where Potok is whining. And he goes, well, okay, we don't want to pay for you to come and talk to all our employees. I said, yeah, I know why you don't want. He says, so we'll let you do it on Skype. And I said, how am I going to know who's even there? I said, look, I'm not doing it on Skype. You were either doing it in person or we're not doing it. And I said, so then I didn't hear from him. So I said, look, if you're not going to settle with me out of court, then I'm going to sue you. And I have a lawyer by the name of Jim Chapman. And we're going to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center. And Alex, I've had it with them. I'm tired of lying about people who I know are good, honest American people like you. I'm tired of lying about me, and so is my wife.
Well, be careful, because from my research into them, I know you didn't really know who they were. Let me tell you, there's some serious people. It's basically a branch, from my research, of the U.S. government. It's connected in with the Israelis and others. I mean, they just run around demonizing anybody that doesn't want a new world order. And, but I'm glad you're doing it. And you defeated the feds at the Supreme Court before. And I hope they do the right thing, because I've warned them before to stop implying I'm, you know, a racist and that I'm, for violence in the Southern, and the ADL actually did pull some articles and actually did do some stuff. And my lawyer sent him a letter about 5 years ago. Because they were just saying stuff that wasn't true. And the police that are given this material, their superiors are giving it to them, so they believe it's true. Now, I've seen some of the stuff you've said, they've said about you. They're so discredited. It's one reason I haven't gone after these groups is because they're such a joke in my view now. I mean, you know, 10 years ago, police really believed it. Now they take it with a grain of salt. What specifically was it in publications? I mean, they said you said kill cops.
Yeah, kill federal agents. And then a sheriff in Carbon County, Pennsylvania, was asked about whether or not he was an oath keeper. And he brought my name up and he said, well, Sheriff Mack believes in killing IRS agents just for coming on your property. And he's like a Nazi. And then I wrote him because that was on statewide TV in the Pennsylvania area. So I told him I was going to sue him. That was Sheriff Notstein. And he just got reelected, regrettably.
Why don't you just add him on? I mean, yeah.
I might. I might actually but he is going to be my witness, whether he likes it or not, because he said, well, Sheriff Mack, I apologize, but I got this from the SPLC magazine. He said, they're the ones that said it. I was just quoting them. And I said, well, you're quoting a lie, and you know what they say.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. I mean, in times like this, our rhetoric should be somewhat heightened, but you're always very, just Bill of Rights, Constitution, very, I mean, it's so ridiculous for people that know you that they would make this stuff up.
I know. He's been to my presentation. He went to my presentation, and he heard me say all those same things you just said, that I'm peaceful and that this is a peaceful process. And if we get sheriffs just to keep their oath of office and to follow the Constitution, then we're going to protect people like we're supposed to. And he's heard me say that. And another sheriff in Pennsylvania called him on the carpet for it and said, you were there with us. Mac didn't say to kill anybody. He says that we should protect our citizens from the IRS and other federal agencies. But that's what we're supposed to do.
And by protect, get them out of the jurisdiction. But here's what's crazy. The system can't have you out teaching the oath and the Bill of Rights, because that's what America is. And these groups on every level want to get rid of what America is. It's seditious. And I'm glad you're suing them. It's got to be done. This is a time to stand up to these people. Stay with us, Sheriff Mack.
I'm your masters of war.
Yeah, we build the big guns.
Yeah, they build the big guns.
Build to destroy.
Yeah, they build the death planes.
You know, Sheriff Mack,
yeah, they build all the bombs.
We don't even have strong enough words now for what's happening. Obama is going to sign the NDAA, Indefinite Detention for Citizens. The end of Posse Comitatus, as you mentioned. Sheriff departments are now been caught. We got the documents all over the country. With the ADL and others being taught that just criticizing government, period, and wanting small governments now, terrorism. We got MIAC reports years ago, Homeland Security demonizing Ron Paul, really, again, milquetoast, you know, just constitutional, nice, friendly people like Pastor Chuck Baldwin, Constitution Party presidential candidate. They really, really are scared. I've noticed the mild-mannered Clark Kent-type guys are who they really hate. Because they know you're convincing people and destroying that image of anybody that wants freedom is some crazy bomb-throwing nut. They're really, really scared right now. What's your view on the NDAA and all this tyranny moving so quick?
I was on Judge Napolitano about the SB 1867, the NDAA. And this is I can't believe that even the moderate Republicans are coming close to allowing the president this kind of power. This is so, this just vindicates everything that you have said on your show for years. And I feel vindicated as well, because I said this was coming, and so many people are getting ready for this. This is probably the scariest legislation since the Patriot Act. They go hand in hand, as you well know. But the Republicans are proving that we've got to get everybody out of the House. And that's why I need to tell you, I'm actually running for U.S. Congress in District 21. I've had it with Congress. I've had it with the federal government. I've had it with the SPLC. And I'm not going to stand by anymore and watch these crooks destroy America. I'm getting more involved than I have been before.
By the way, Lamar Smith claims he's this big conservative, but he is a globalist tyrant lover. And I think you're going to give him a run for his money. So people need to get geared up for that, to support you in a run against a rhino slime bag. And I know you're going to be running on a Ron Paul type campaign for liberty type platform. So people need to visit your website. Give folks that. It's sheriffmack.com.
Right now it is. I don't have, I just have to file this Monday, and then I'll have the Sheriff Mack for Congress one up. But right now, go to sheriffmack.com. I've got a new book out that's kind of coming out with my campaign called The Magic of Gun Control. And it's a pure deal against what they're doing to us in Washington, D.C., and it's the best book I've ever written.
Give us a little forte, a little sneak peek. What does the title signify?
The Magic of Gun Control is talking about how the poly-magicians, and we made up a new word for our book, poly-magician, and that's the politician who's an illusionist, who wants you to believe that he's got magic in Washington, D.C., that gun control in America will somehow work when it has never worked to help us increase safety, decrease crime.
Now, it only works to enslave and take over. It works real well for Mao and Hitler and Stalin. Sheriff Mack, I look forward to having you in studio in the next few weeks. We need to give Lamar Smith a good run for his money. So let's set that up in the next few weeks. And sad to hear you have to sue him. I don't like doing it, but it's there for a reason. And the Southern Poverty Law Center needs to stop going around. The ADL got sued a few years ago and lost. They need to. They need to stop running around lying about people.
Right.
God bless you. So you're doing God's work. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Alex. I'll see you soon.
Thank you. All right. Listen, the main radio show's over, but I got people that have been holding a while, so it'll be video stream at prisonplanet.tv and audio stream only coming up. I'll take a few calls, finish up with some of the people, as I tend to do almost every day now, and then I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I'll be on part of the nightly news with an interview with an in-studio guest. I'll leave it at that, and then Aaron Dykes is going to do part of the other news report. It's got some big news packages. 7 o'clock Central. If you're not a prisonplanet.tv member, it's 44% off right now, a yearly membership. All right, my friends, Lord Obama set to sign the NDAA today. Unbelievable. That's coming up in the retransmission, the whole breakdown of that. Let's see who's been holding the longest here. PACs in Texas, then Josh and Matt. I should get to all those. I don't know about the others. I'm going to try. Go ahead, PACs. You're on the air.
Howdy, Alex. I appreciate you taking my call, and I appreciate you sincerely. I just wanted to present just an idea that kind of came to my mind regarding the NDAA, since it seems like Obama's going to sign it, and we've had these treasonous actions done, is that developing on the protests that like you yourself have done, at the Capitol for the TSA and that debacle that happened earlier this year, and Occupy Wall Street is, I really think, and I come to you with it just because of, the amount of exposure you have, is that, somehow we organize and get together and decide one day, right in the new year, after all this is passed, that we get together and send out a call to everybody to say on one day in January, the third Sunday or Saturday of the month, basically, everyone shows up at their state capitol and exercises their First Amendment rights.
No, I hear you. I think that's probably a good idea, because all resistance is good to get moving, get the political blood, pumping through the veins there to get oxygen to the public to wake them up. But again, they're going to roll this out as the economy collapses. They had to get the legal justification to do it, and then they're going to sell it all with PR to set the precedent. They're not just going to come get your guns day one. This is going to be a psyop, so we've got to expose the whole enchilada of why this was illegal. And it's a big signpost of just how bad this design depression is going to get. Good points, Matt. We'll look into that. Or PACs, excuse me. Matt's up next. Matt in California, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller. My wife and I came and saw you in Santa Cruz and Coconut Grove. That was great.
Thank you.
Point I wanted to bring up, actually, two quick points. I know you want to get other callers in. Last night I saw on the news they had this new leap pad that they're going to be putting out for kids. And it's like an iPad for kids, and it has a little camera on the back there, a little smiley face. I just thought of that as kind of like a police state, little spy camera.
It's worse than that. Schools have admittedly used the laptops they issue to watch them. They're now coming out with And I'm here looking at what you're talking about. It's like a fancy leap pad that's $189. They're just training the kids with all this spy gear, how to spy on your parents and how much fun it is. It's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. And the other point was that I've been trying to wake up my parents for a really long time, and they're really just fully brainwashed by the system. But my dad keeps using this system called Snopes, and he claims that that's the answer to all the things that I link him articles from InfoWars and Prison Planet.
Yeah, I know, and Snopes I know has been tied into the Democratic Party and Soros and a bunch of other groups. I'd have to go re-research, but I remember years ago looking at that. And, I mean, they'll deny mainline things are going on. And supposedly it's like talking to God. I mean, you go to that and it will tell you, like, what's the stock market going to be tomorrow? You know, did Jesus have blonde hair or black hair? How many scales does a fish have? How many licks does it take to find the center of a Tootsie Roll? How long will I live? And, of course, I'm being sarcastic. And, Some part-time guy supposedly there. He will tell you everything. And there's no conspiracy. There's no world government. Even as it's announced, none of it's true. Yeah, so just tell your dad everything's fine then. You know, I mean, MF Global cares about him. Torture's good. Secret arrest is good. I mean, everybody who's got a brain knows what's happening. A lot of people are scared deep down, though, so they rationalize it. Sorry, the other callers. I am just out of time. Those were some great calls right there. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, for the Friday edition as December 2011 winds down. And then as 2011 gets very long in the tooth, you got a long gray beard and long gray hair. I'll see you back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, prisonplanet.tv. And remember, when you get a membership, you can share your passcode with 5 other people. So it's like getting 6 memberships for the price of 1, prisonplanet.tv. Great job to the crew.